Today's daf is daf Samech Vav. Let's take it in the bottom of Samech Hey and Bey, the last few lines. We have been talking about the difference between a Chatas Of and an Olas Of. A Chatas Of, the Mishnah told us yesterday's daf, that you only have to be Molik one Simon, but you don't have to Eino Mavdil, you don't separate, you don't do both Simonim. And an Olas Of, the halach is you have to do a Hivdil, you have to separate both Simonim. So the Gemara now in the bottom of Samech Hey and Bey, the last five lines, Amru Kameh Dir B'Yirmiya Amr, Lo Shmi Lahu, did you not hear Hadam Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakum, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Omer Hayar Rabbi Eliezer, a lot of Rabbi Elazar's here, that Rabbi Shimon, Shemati, Bechatas Ha'of, Shemavdilin, that you are Mavdil. I mean, even though the Mishnah says that Echatas, you don't Mavdil, he said that you can be Mavdil, it's Mutter. Umay Lo Yavdil, but doesn't the Pasuk clearly say by Echatas Ha'of, Lo Yavdil, you're not supposed to? Gemara says, "Ein tzarich lavi." You don't need to, but you are allowed to if you so choose to. That's the understanding. So olas ha'of, there's a requirement to do havdalah, but the chatas ha'of, it's just permitted but not required. So that's how we interpret the words. In the pasuk, lo yavdil means lo tzarich lahavdil. You don't have to separate it. So now that opens up a whole series of discussions. Now, Amr le Rabbi Acha Bere Diravel Ravashi El Miatav. That's the case. They were saying lo yavdil means lo tzarich. So El Miata Gave Bor, Dichsev Lo Yichasenu, Hachanami Dein Sarach Lechaso. So a guy digs a pit in Rosh Hashanah, and the Pasuk says, Lo Yichasenu, he doesn't cover it. Does that mean he doesn't need to cover it? I mean, Lo Yichasenu means he didn't cover it, he violated an Isser, so he's saying that means he doesn't have to? Didn't need to cover it, really? But he's allowed to if he wants, it's just an option? That's very hard to say. So how can you say Lo Yavdu means he doesn't have to, but he's allowed to? Lo Yavdu Shimin, you don't. You are not allowed to. You are not allowed to do this. So look at Tosas all the way in the bottom here. The last Tosas in the parak here, but it's really very much towards the bottom. Dir Maschul Elameata Gabi Bor Dichsev Lo Yichasenu. Mikol Lavin Sheva Torah Kigon Lo Sachzom Lo Soch Lo Kol Nevela Lo Silbashatnez Lo Kashi. They could have asked by any Lav. This case, when it says Lo, it means you not to do it means you have the option of not doing it. But that's obviously not the case here. So Lo Kashi, there wasn't a Shiloh from all the Lavim throughout the Torah. Lo Lemay Ksave Im Lo Lav Aval Ha Dimisvar Hava Amina Dimavdil. When it came to the world of the Chatas Of, so the Hava Amina would be since you need the blood of the chatas of to put on his back, one may think that really it's better to do a havdalah that's going to produce more dam. Maybe we should say, we could interpret the words, means you don't need to, but you really should. And the Gabi Bornami, you could have made sense why you could reinterpret Lo Yichasenu as you don't have to cover it as an option. Lam Nami Misvara, Hava, I mean, I would have thought. So the svar is that one has is required to cover the boar. When it says lo yichasenu, it means ein tzarich lachasosu kamor. So, but when it comes to all the other labim in the Torah, there's no way of reinterpreting that labim. It's really Tosfos says limited just to these two psukim only. It's not really a global discussion, says Tosfos.
What is the havamina that is favorable and not to cover it?
Because since it's obvious that one has to cover the boar, that's a pashup shot. So in fact, the Pasuk says that Lo Yichasenu, the guy didn't do it, tells us it's adding a chiddush here. It's changing something from the default.
Should
have been silent, and we would have known it's a davar pasha that you have to cover. So it must be going out of the way to say that you don't really have to cover it if you don't want to. That's at least in the Hava Amina. And the Gemara says no, it's fundamentally different to the idea of Havdalah of Chatas Of to the Chas L'Chasos, the boar. The Gemara explains as follows, three lines down in Tamech Vav. Hachi Hasha, this now, let's understand, Hasam over there by the boar, Dichsiv, it says, Bal Habor Yishalem, that the Bal Habor, the owner of the boar, needs to pay if anything falls and damages, it gets damaged there. Alavei Hu Dirami L'Chesuye. So it's upon him, it's incumbent upon the owner of the boar to cover it. And therefore, you can't say, Ein Tzarech L'Chasoso. You can't say that. The fact that he has to pay damage tells us that he therefore has a responsibility to cover it. So there's no way to reinterpret the words Lo Yichasenu. It's about Valhacha.
A person can say, I don't care. I don't mind paying. You know what I'm saying? A person can say, I don't care. Why is that so definite?
Because it's a good question. I would imagine the idea is because since one's required to pay, that indicates he violated an Isser. There's an Isser to be mazik. And once you're dealing with an Isser, just like Tosla says in the bottom here, that when it came to the other lavim, we couldn't have interpreted it another way. So too, when it comes to the lav of being mazik, you couldn't have interpreted it in any other way. Aval hacha, when it comes to this case here of a chatas of Michli, let's understand this for a moment. Ksivit says in the pasuk, v'krivo, hikrivo means, and you're makriv it, only it. Let's talk about the olas ha'of. Hikrivo, chelak ha'kos v'ein chatas ha'of, la'olas ha'of. We already know that there's a difference when it comes to Havdalah, that hikrivo, only when it comes to chatas olas ha'of, rather, olas ha'of requires Havdalah, not chatas ha'of. So why did it say lo yavdil? I would have known lo yavdil. The fact that we know there's a chilek between the two already, lo yavdil is unnecessary. Lamali, shmamina, that ain sarach lahavdil. That in fact it says lo yavdil means you don't have to do havdalah. You have the option if you want to. That's how the Gemara understands this. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Yesterday's Mishnah says mitzah dam haguf. So the halacha is in the Mishnah that if you mitzah dam haguf, the blood from the body of the bird, and but you don't use the dam harosh, that's kasher, as long as you have the dam from the body. If it were to be the opposite, if they use the dam of the rosh only and not the dam of the guf, that's actually puzzle. So the Gemara wants to understand why. How do we know that dam haguf is mutter, but dam rosh is puzzle? Tanya Rabban, the pasuk says ola. The whole pasuk I'm reading on the side here, it says v'shisa sub knafav, you take it from the wings. Well, yavdil, you don't separate the wings. V'hikdir osa koreinam izbeach al ha'itim asher al ha'esh ola hu. It's an ola hu. So ola is teaching us something new. It's including something. And the word who is always excluding something. So the Gemara darshins now. Tanya Rabban, ola includes an alpha pisha mitzah dam haguf velo mitzah dam harosh. That including, even though ideally one should use the dam from both the guf and the rosh. That's the ideal. But ola comes to include even if a guy only used dam haguf and not dam harosh, that's also considered kasher. That's the inclusion of ola. So Yacha, one may think, so maybe the opposite should be permitted as well. If mitzah dam harosh velo mitzah dam haguf, if they use the blood from the rosh only and didn't use the blood of the guf, maybe that should be permitted as well. Tam lomar who limits it? So my tamuda, what's the why are we distinguish in this way? Why do we say oleg includes, who excludes? So we have two drashas. How come we're including dam haguf, we're excluding dam harosh? Maybe it should be the opposite. My tamuda, what's the basis for this? Ravina mistavra, it makes sense. The rov damim beguf shrichi. There's more blood in the guf, and therefore, if we're going to include one of them, not the other, it's more likely to include that which has more blood, namely the dam haguf. Hajin alach kache kachim. Okay, now we're ready for the seventh part.
Yeah. The alacha of in chatas, if he cuts both, is it, how do we hold? We hold that it's.
If he cuts shnei simanim?
Yeah.
I think we say it's permitted.
It is permitted.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Because I think the Rambam, is in the Rambam,
That much I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Gemara now, so the new Mishnah begins, the new parak begins, the seventh parak of Zvachim. Chatas ha'of, it's a little tricky Mishnah. It's just tricky because it just sounds like it's saying the same thing 10 times. It's really different. So we read it slowly and carefully. It should make a lot of sense. The Mishnah says, Chatas ha'of, she'asa lamata, k'maisa chatas, L'shem chatas k'sher. So that first case here is everything's mutter. I mean, you took a chatas off, you did what you're supposed to do. You did it lamata below the chudasikra. You did it like the maisa v'chatas off, which is a malika of siman echad, says Rashi. You only cut one of the simanim. And you do hazah, you sprinkle of the chatas off, and then you mitzah, then you shmir it. That's all, and it's also l'shem chatas, that's k'sher. That's all normal. Now a person starts to change any of these stages. Kimaisa chatas, but you do it l'shem ola. Or you do kimaisa ola, but it's l'shem chatas. And the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the maisa ola we're referring to here. Or you do kimaisa ola l'shem ola psula. If you change any of those stages, either you change the maisa, you change the l'shma, or you change both of them, that's going to all be possible. Asa l'mala kimaisa kulan psula. If you do above, like all them, which Rashi says, even if you do the right way, you do ma'isa chatas, you do a chatas of le'ma'isa chatas, l'shem chatas, but you do le'mala mechura sikra, that's also going to be possible. Okay, so that's so when it comes to chatas of. Everything has to be exactly the same, otherwise any change in any one of those permutations, there's either le'mala le'mata, there's simanim, and then there's the l'shma, all those are going to disqualify the chatas of. Second half of the mission now is Ola Sa'of. Ola Sa'of she'asa l'mala. The Ola Sa'of is supposed to go above the Chura Sikra. So if you do l'mala, and you do Kimaisa Ola, like the Ola is supposed to be done, and you do l'shem Ola, that's k'sher. That's all, everything was done normal. All three factors were done correctly. L'mala, Kimaisa Ola, and l'shem Ola. Let's say you do Kimaisa Ola, which is correct, but you do l'shem Chatas, The Mishnah says it's actually Kshera, who bilvaj lo also lebale, doesn't fulfill the Baal's obligation. Remember, we had from the first Mishnah, the Masechta, that a Chatas or a Pesach that was Shelo Lishma is pasul. Every other carbon, Shelo Lishma, is a mutter, it just doesn't fulfill his obligation. So an Ola doesn't require the Lishma, Shelo Lishma does not disqualify a Ola. It just doesn't also lebale. Let's say you do Kemaisa Chatas and you do Lashem Ola. Or you do Kemaisa Chatas Lashem Chatas, that's Psula. Asalamata Kemaisa Kulam. If you do any of them, even the correct way, you do it below the Chanasukra when coming to the Ola Sa'of, it's going to be Psula. Okay, so the Gemara now says onto Amir Beis, the very top, Dishane Bimai. So we said above that when you do a Chatas Sa'of, Kemaisa Ola, so which Maisa Ola are you doing? What's a Maisa Ola that makes it different than a Maisa Chatas? So the Gemara says, Ilema, if you're going to tell me Dishani b'malika, that you change it b'malika in which way? That malika, when it comes to Chatas Sa'of, is supposed to be one simim. But you did two simanim, like Ola Sa'of. Ola Sa'of requires Shnei Simanim. It has to be Lehavdil. So then that's going to come out. Neima, let's say, that's the conclusion that if you do a Chatas Sa'of, two simanim, it's puzzle. Neima deglo k'Rebi El as a Rebbe Shimon. That's not like Rebbe El as a Rebbe Shimon. Damar Shemati, he said, we just saw this just before. Shemati, he heard that Shemavdil Mechatas Of, that you're allowed to do Havdalah on Chatas Of. So that won't disqualify it. So the Gemara says, and what's the problem with that? Velo Kimne Delo Krabal Zab Rebbe Shimon. Didn't we already say before that this Mishnah, the previous paragraph, is not like Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe El as a Rebbe Shimon, and therefore what? So this Mishnah could also be not like him as well. And there won't be any kashas at all. So the Gemara says, lo, not true. Dishani bahaza, nothing to do with a change in the malik at all, has to do with a change in the haza. What do you mean a change in haza? So the Gemara explained that behachinami mistavra, midakanatani seifa asalamala, kemaisa kulan psula, vafilu kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas. So from the fact that the Seifa says, if you did the Chatas correctly, but you did it lamala, you did above the Chatasikra, it's possible, even though you did it Chatas, Kimaisa Chatas, and you did it L'Shem Chatas properly, it's still going to be possible. Dishani B'mai, what was the change? Why is it possible? Ilema Dishani B'malika, if you told me that because you did the Malika, lamala Minam Mizbeach, that's what's referring to the stage of Malika, that's not a problem, because Amar Mar, Malika is B'chol Malka Minam Mizbeach, sure, you can do the Malika, lamala if you want. El Alav, the Shani Baza. It must be that when it says you did the Maisa Chatas Lemal, it's referring to you did the Hazah, the sprinkling above the place that you're supposed to. Now, Umid the Sefer, from the fact that the Sefer, this case we just presented, is talking about Hazah, it must be that the Reish is Nami Baza, that the beginning as well is talking about you did a change in the Hazah. So, what's this chain of a Hazah? So, when it comes to an Ola Sa'of, there's no Hazah when it comes to Ola Sa'of. All you have to do is a mitzvah. You just take the Ola Sa'of and you just smear it onto Mizbeach. A Chatas Sa'of requires first a Hazah sprinkling and then you do the mitzvah. So, now we say from the fact that the Seifa, the Mala Lamat, is referring to changing something with the Hazah, so to the Reisha, when you change the Maisa Chatas to Maisa Ola, must be referring to a change in the Hazah and that you didn't do the Hazah Chatas like you were supposed to, rather you skipped it like the Ola Sa'of. That's the change. So the Gemara said, what kind of Rai is that? Just because the Reisha is a Hazah, doesn't mean, rather, just because a Seifa is a Hazah, doesn't mean the Reisha has to be about Hazah as well. Mide Irya Ha Kedisa Ha Kedisa. The Gemara says it all the time. Just because a Seifa is a case of Hazah, doesn't mean the Reisha has to be. The Reisha could still be a case of Malika, where he did Shtesh Simanim, like the Ola Sa'of, instead of one Simon, like the Chata Sa'of. Fine. Then the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah further, Ola Sa'of, we said that if you change it around, you did the Maisa Chatas, it's puzzle. So Dishani B'mai, what exactly did you change when it came to the Ola Sa'of doing like a Maisa, like a Chatas Of? Ilema Dishani B'malika, that you changed the Malika, that instead of doing two Simanim by the Ola Sa'of, you did one Simon only, which is like the Chatas Of. Midikatani Sefer, from the fact that the Sefer, which is the Mishnah we're about to see in the bottom of this daf here, Midikatani Sefer, Kulan, Ein Metame B'Beis Abliya. So all of them are not metame b'beis abliya. What's metame b'beis abliya? There's a halach in the Torah that if a person eats a nevela and he swallows it, he becomes tamer. So now, do we consider these animals to be nevelas in which it's going to make them person tame. The Mishnah tells us on the very bottom here, as we'll see again in just a moment, that there is no avela, even the nevela, even though the psulim, you did it incorrect in terms of the kachim, it's still the malika that was done removes it from the status of being nevela. So one is not matame base ablia. So if you're telling me there's a change in malika, it tells us it can't be, because the Mishnah says that there's no tumas blaze ablia, there's no tumas nevela. And further, the Mishnah says, umo'al, and there's still going to be me'ila. You can ignore me'ila right now. We'll get to me'ila. So, therefore, we would say that... one second, the me'ila case here for a second. So Gemara says, Neima de'lo k'Rabbi Yeshua. Then we should say, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua, because the K'Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, we'll see again in the bottom later on, Hamar ein mo'al, and he holds that there is no me'ila in all these situations here. The way it works with me'ila is, something is davar hektesh. When something is davar hektesh, it's also to get any hana, that's a violation of me'ila. But the moment you fulfill that obligation, you've done whatever you have to do, it completed its gemar ma'isa, then there is no longer any me'ila. So there's going to be machlokas here when you change around some of the malikas, the chatas of and the olas of, we're going to see in just a moment, there's a machlokas whether there's going to be me'ila or not. How is this relevant right now, though? Sorry, one second, guys. So again, the Gemara says, we're saying here, the fact that the Sefer says that all these cases of the chatas and olos here that are mentioned, even though they're pasul, they're not metame b'nevela, they're still considered a good malika in terms of nevela, and there's also me'ila, which tells us that these items were never mutter to the Kohen, therefore there's still an issur me'ila. So are we going to now suggest this is not like Rabbi Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yeshua says that there is no me'ila by any of these cases? And therefore that we would not say that. We don't want to say that this mission above is only like one of the Tanas, not like the other Tana. So we have to assume that the Malikas were perhaps done incorrectly, whereby that they are Nevelas. So what's the Shaila? What's the suggestion here? What are you changing from an Olas Of to a Chatas Of? The Gemara says, Ela must be Bim Mitzoy. It's referring to Mitzoy, where they made some change with the smearing of the blood. What exactly did they change here? When it came to the Chatas Of, they did Hazah, but they didn't do the Mitzoy. They skipped the Mitzoy. That's what it meant they did the Olas Of, like the Chatas Of. They did Hazah without doing a Mitzoy. So the Gemara says, Eima Seifa, but look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Olas Of, Shasa Lematik, Maisa Chatas, L'Shem Chatas. Let's say you took an Olas Of, which is supposed to go above, but you did all the actions, Lemata, below the Chodasikra, and you did it like a Chatas, and like a Shem Chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mo'alin Ba, Rabbi Eliezer thinks you still violate the Isra Me'ila there, and Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ain Mo'alin, but there is no Me'ila in that case. So what's this case of the Seif here where there's Machlokas with regards to Me'ila of an Olas Of? The Shani B'mai, what was the change? Ilema B'mitzoy, if you're telling me that the Mitzoy, that the guy skipped the Mitzoy by Olas Of, Amar, the Amar B'Shua, the Shani B'malika. So then, B'mitzoy Mi Amar, granted we have Rabbi Yeshua argues by Malika, but do we ever have a case that Rabbi Yeshua argues by a case of Mitzoy? So Ela B'malika. So this last Seifa here is a Machlok, is about Malika. So Gemara says, if the Reishon Seifa is B'malika, Mitzyasa B'mitzoy, so if you look at all the now Mishnahs lined up together, we're forced into saying that last Machlokas is a Machlokas about Malika. And the first case of Rechatas, we start off the daf with about Malika. We're saying now the middle case is a case of Mitzoy, so that's a steer. First case is a Malika Psul, second case is a Mitzoy Psul, and the third case is again a Malika Psul, and that's inconsistent. And the Gemara concludes, yes, in Reisha V'Seifa B'Malika Mitzyasa B'Mitzoy. So just to review again, the first case of a Chatas Of, when there's a change, we did a Chatas Of, so an Olas Of, that's where you change from the Malika, from one Simon to two Simonim. That was the change. The next stage of an Olas Of, that you did a Chatas Of Maisa to it, that's where you change with Mitzoy, you didn't do the Mitzoy. And then the third case, which we haven't yet seen inside yet, is where you change the Malika, so it's Malika, Mitzoy, Malika. Let's do this mission, then we'll stop after this. I know it's a lot, guys, but the mission says in the bottom of Samach Vav Mebeis that V'chulan ein metamin bebeis ablia. All the case above mentioned, that we said that it's all puzzle, even though they're puzzle, it's not metamin bebeis ablia, it's actually still considered a Tuma, whenever there's shechita done, I should make this clear. Whenever a regular shechita right now, shechita tchulin, you shecht an animal, there are two results that would potentially happen. One is whether the item is mutter or aser in terms of eating, and the other factor is tuma or not. So if you shecht an animal improperly, or the animal dies, so then the animal is both aser to eat, a nevela, but there's also tumas nevela. So when a person shechts the animal, so it's going to be mutter nachila, and it's also going to be tahor from nevela. But you have some instances where there can be a shechita that makes an iser to eat, but it's actually going to be tahor. So let's say a katan, for example, just to make it a katan shechs, perhaps. So if he cuts, we're not going to trust him necessarily to eat from him, but it's very possible that it won't become tameh. It's aser, but it might be tahor. And you have examples like this. So this is a case now where it's aser, but it's still tahor, because it was possible, because the chatas was switched to the ola, so they made it possible, but considered mutter, so it's rather considered tahor, there is no nevela. So just look at Rashi, just to make this clear. Rashi says, five wide lines down, masnisin v'chulan, afa pisha nifsilu, even though all the above-mentioned cases are possible, malikasan metarasa mide nevela. The nevela is at least good enough to say it's not tamei, it's actually going to be tahor, and therefore Rashi says, ein metamin mebeis abliya, you don't become tamei when you swallow this food, even though you shouldn't be eating it, you're not tamei, kedin nivlas of tahor. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, umu'alin behen, and there still is a me'ila, because since there was never a moment in time where these items were permitted to be eaten, because since they're a pasul, so when I'm akdish something, the moment I've completed my avoda, and it's a mutter for the kohen to eat, there's no longer me'ila. But since they became pasul, this olas, the chatas of became pasul, so the kohen never gets to eat it. So that since there's never heter achila, nothing removes the iser me'ila, so there's still an iser me'ila mu'alin behen. Except for this last case, which everything was done right. You did the chatas of, like you're supposed to, below the chodas sikra, kimaisa chatas, the shem chatas, where the kohen does have a heter to eat it. That's the one case, everything done properly, where there is no longer an iser mi'ila. The Mishnah then says, olas of, shasa lemata, kimaisa chatas, the shem chatas. Let's say you do an olas of, it's supposed to go above. But you do it below the chodas sikra, you do it like a ma'isa chatas, you do it l'shem chatas, so this is a machlokas. What's a machlokas here? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Moamba, it's a me'ila, because you did nothing right. You did everything wrong with the olas of. You did it below, you did a ma'isa chatas, you did a l'shem chatas, that's everything's wrong. You never had a shas, heter kohanim, and therefore the is a me'ila still stands. That's Rabbi Eliezer's understanding. But comes along Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ein mo'alimba. There is no me'ila. So what's the machlokas here? So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ma im chatas shein moalin ba lishma, kisheshina shma moalin ba. A chatas, when you do everything correctly by a chatas, so then there's no meal anymore. But if you change it, so then you do a shinoi in lishma, there is a meila. So now an ola shem moalin ba lishma, if you do an ola properly, there's an iser meila. Why is there an iser meila? Because an ola is never permitted to a kohen to eat. So it's always aser until you burn it. So just like an ola, when done properly, lishma, there's an iser me'ila, so then certainly, kishashina shma, when you do something incorrectly to the ola, certainly, eino din shiyimalaba, shouldn't the iser me'ila still linger by the ola? So the ola sa'of, says Rabbi Eliezer, there still is a me'ila, no matter what, you can never get rid of the me'ila. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's response? I'm going to let Rabbi Yeshua, lo, not true, you don't have a good logic here. Because im amris, if you're going to tell me, bechatas, shashina shma, l'shem ola, that a chatas, you change it to a shem ola, shekein shina shma l'dava sheish b'meila. You change it to an item that has meila, but yet you say there is no, it's no meila. Tomar ba'ola, if you tell me an ola, that shashina shma l'shem chatas, you change the ola to some item, shekein shina shma l'dava sheish b'meila. You change it to an item that does not have meila anymore. You look to where it's being changed to. So eino din should not be an iser me'ila anymore. So again, Rabbi Yeshua's svara is, if a chatas, that's shelo lishma, you try to make it into an ola, yet we still say there is no longer any me'ila anymore, so then certainly an ola, which is changed in my mind, lishma, to be a chatas, to an item that doesn't have me'ila to anymore, certainly that shouldn't have me'ila to it as well. Okay, guys, so with me to finish the Mishnah, we'll get the whole Kal v'Chomer through. Fine, we'll finish his Mishnah. May have to review tomorrow. Amr la Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says back, Hare, I bring a proof to you that you're incorrect. Hare kadshe kadshim sheshachtu b'dam. We know kadshe kadshim is supposed to be shechted where? In the north, in Tzafon. So you shecht it incorrectly b'darom. Or it could be even Mizrach or Mar, but they chose Darom. You shecht it in the south. V'shachtu l'shem kadshim kam. You shechted it shelo l'shma, the incorrect way. You did it l'shem shlamim. So, Yochichu, that's going to prove to you why. Shekein shina shemam l'davar shem b'mila. You change the l'shma to an item. Shlom has no me'ila. The way Shlomim works, all the emurim, which are the organs and stuff, don't have, are not edible, those go on the mizbech. But that which gets eaten, all the evarim are eaten by the people and kohanim, that has no me'ila on it. So you change kadshe kadshim to a kadshim kalim, to something that has no me'ila, and yet we say mo'alim behem. If you shech the kadshe kadshim in Darom, the shame kachim kalim, you still say mila. So I don't care though, you're changing it to some other item that has no mila. It's still an incorrect thing. So af ata al titame, don't be so bothered. Al ha'ola, that af a pisha shina shemala davar shame bo mila. Even though you change the ola to an item, namely a chatas, that has no mila, doesn't care. We don't care about that. There should still be shame alaba.
So kachim kalim, even if the shechita is, or any part of the avoda is psula, we say that there is no mila.
The way kachim kalim works is it's m'ila by the emurim, but not by the evarim.
Right.
Right.
And it's never, no right. matter what he does wrong.
Right. So I believe so. In fact, you're even able to use it, the Gemara says, to get married with. You could use it as a kedushin. Gemara in Baba Kam, the first parak. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, lo, not true. You don't have a good comparison here. Im amris b'kachim kachim sheshachtu b'darom b'shachtu l'shem kachim kalim shekein shina shmam l'davar sheishbo isrei heter. So you change it to an item. Kachim kalim is not something that's completely protected from mila. Part of a shlam still has mila. There's still a murim that has mila. So you haven't changed it to an item that doesn't have mila at all. The emurim has a mila, even though the evarim don't have mila. Don't prove to me a case though. But tomar ba'ola sheshina eshema l'davar shekula heter. But you're changing an ola to a chadas, which is completely eaten by the kohen, which is completely mutter and has no meal at all. That's a whole other case here, and therefore says Rabbi Yeshua, an olas oaf changing to a chadas oaf would not have any meila. Okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully, we'll do some chazar on that.